Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
The parsha this week is Pinchas. And the parsha has many different subjects in it. It has a review of the Jewish holiday year and a review of the sacrifices that were offered in the temple. It has a count of the Jewish people. And it begins by the Lord's covenant with Pinchas. So even though Pinchas is a zealot, by the way, he's the only zealot in Jewish history that apparently was approved of. We don't have anyone else after him. And because he took up the cause of holiness and nobleness at the risk of his own life, so the Lord extends to him a blessing. It's interesting. And the blessing is that of peace, of shalom. So in essence, the blessing is to calm him down. That, you know, he did this great act of zealotry in killing the Midianite princess and the head of the tribe of Shimon. But after that act of zealotry, a person can convince oneself that that's the way to go in the world. That's how you solve all your problems. Destruction of people, right? And we've seen that, again, the past century is witness to that folly of killing millions of people because you're going to get rid of a problem. And then after you just got rid of the people, the problem never, doesn't ever go away that way. So it would be tempting for Pinchas to think that that's the way he's going to solve all the problems. And Pinchas, after all, is going to be one of the leaders of Israel when they come into the land of Israel. He serves for a period of time as the high priest. He's a very important personage. So because of the fact that he has such a future in store for him, so the Lord has to calm him down now so that when he comes to power, he shouldn't say, well, you know, off with their heads and that solves the problem. And that's one of the great fallacies in all of human history is that somehow problems are solved by killing people that don't agree with you. And it's interesting that, you know, we never learn, you know, it just continues always. So God gives him this covenant of peace. Now the word shalom, as it is written in the Torah, has the third letter, the vav, is split. It's not a complete letter. It's in two parts. Usually when the letter is split in the Torah, then the Torah has to be repaired. We don't read from it. But here it was purposely inserted that way. And there are many, many reasons given as to why this letter is split. But I think the in line with what I mentioned before is that God is telling Pinchas, listen, you know, I'm giving you this covenant of peace, but you should know that because of what you did, even though what you did was correct, and it's zealous and it's everything, but it's split. It can never be put back together again. And you should remember that lesson, that the violence, even when justified, is still violence. So even though we're not pacifists and we're not people that, you know, turn the other cheek, etc., that's not part of Judaism. But on the other hand, this is the last resort of all the resorts. And to emphasize that point, so God tells him, I'm giving you this covenant of peace, but because of what you did, the covenant of peace already has got a chip in it. It's like by a beautiful table and it's got a chip in the corner, right? So it's a wonderful table and everything, but you know that there's a chip in the corner.
It's an incomplete shalom.
Right, so it's an incomplete shalom. But we see that it has an effect upon Pinchas, that he does become this type of a leader, and he does become the high priest of Israel. And he is therefore one of the heroes of the Jewish world, and that the Lord bestows upon him this blessing of peace.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Beryl Wine, on Parshat Pinchas.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.